This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Truly live tonight, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are going to kick it off tonight because it's Wednesday night. And, you know, even though nothing happened last night, it's Wednesday night. And let's kick it off with Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
Well, things changed since you and I spoke earlier today.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So where do you want to take off? I know there's something, some stuff you want to talk about that you think is bad, but you want to, what you want to talk about anything that you think is good or?
Well, first of all, Stephen gave me a phone call. I talked to him virtually every day now, and he will be coming back on, I believe, July 3rd, just before Independence Day.
Okay.
And he has plenty to talk about. He visited many sites in France, small towns, major cities, and talked to numbers of people all from all over Europe. And he'll have some interesting viewpoints. He called me back while I was preparing for the show. I wasn't aware. And he was telling me that on CNN in France, there was a bulletin that Justice Anthony Kennedy resigned. Now, I know that there was some talk about his resignation months ago, that it could very well take place in the summer.
I think he's retiring. Same thing.
Well, yes, you're right. Retiring, but resignation, it does come down to the same thing. And that is a very interesting situation indeed. And we can talk a little bit about that. There were other major news points. We heard about this Representative Joe Crowley, chairman of the House Democratic Caucus.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the future Speaker of the House, assuming that the in November the House takes the Democrats take control of the House.
Right.
And he's defeated by 28-year-old, never held elected office. And Alexandria, I can't pronounce her first, I guess it's a hyphenated name, O-C-A-S-I-O.
She's a Bernie Sanders socialist. We don't have to refer to her anything other than what she is. She's a Bernie Sanders socialist.
Yeah, she calls for abolition of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, ICE. She gained endorsement of several left-wing groups, including MoveOn.org and Democratic Socialists of America, who have been pretty dominant in the news of late. We had a decision that came down, the travel ban case, a very important decision.
Right.
There's been radical left attacks on Trump officials like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Kristen Nielsen, head of the Homeland Security Department, Stephen Miller, senior advisor to the president, and an advocate of Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, who's the attorney general in Florida.
Right.
And it's absolutely reprehensible what has been taking place. And this is at the behest of that wonderful representative, Maxine Walters. And she says, if you see anybody from that cabin, she says, in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, get out, and you create a crowd, and you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. That's what she's calling for. And I guess she's taken a section out of Saul David Alinsky's book on rules for radicals. A good tactic is what your people enjoy. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Keep the pressure on. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. If you push a negative hard and deep enough, it'll break through and through its counter side. It's most remarkable that I see today, even more so than, as I mentioned last, that there is a huge schism in society. And we see the centrists in Congress that have long held both of the Republicans, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. They're about at an end, I think. And then you have on the left, you've got Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and they're losing their cohesion. You know, what's very interesting is that even though the centrists in both parties would seem to suggest that their positions are at polar opposites with each other, they're really not. When it comes to broad foreign policy and domestic policy, they're almost pretty much hand in hand. They don't really ruffle many feathers as much as you would like to think. Where the real schisms are on the far right, we would say the Tea Party, or the conservatives, let's just say that, true conservatives, and the far left, the radicals, the progressives, which are now the socialists, who are becoming more predominant. The last time we would hear anything about the power of the Communist Party in America, which is right after the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, and there was a schism a few years later, and the Communist Party broke off into the Socialist Party. What's very interesting, the Socialist Party in this country, from what I can see, it was very, very small for a number of years, only a few thousand members, you know, basically a telephone booth. And just in the last year or so, it has now 33,000 members. Now, that's still essentially a drop in the bucket. But in terms of where they were for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and where they are now is very telling. It's also very telling, according to Wikipedia, that the median age of the member of that party is 33 years old. So that tells you something very interesting, too. So what we see is definitely an attempt, definite attempt by the radical left in this country to pick up the party by its short hairs and take control. And in a way, I was talking to a friend of mine at the NRA. He pointed out, and I have to agree with him, this is a good thing. Because come the midterm election in November, I don't think there'll be many fence sitters. Everyone will be pretty much in this country taking a stand if they know anything about politics. And they're either going to be dragged way over to the left, or they're going to hold to conservative values that believe in the strength of our nation and in our Bill of Rights. And
Yes, we are. So if you will hold on right there. Yes, sir.
I'll hold right. Okay.
You're getting on that media sense where the clock is built in. I like it. Roger Katz is at ArbalistQuarrel.com. He writes there every day in addition to being a featured writer at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Duh. And I am talking to Roger Katz of Arbalist Quarrel, who's here solo because the Vagabond isn't back yet. But he'll be back next week, I guess, sometime. We'll see. Anyway, so when we left off, you were saying...
Well, I want to talk about abstruse matters, and political contradictions. When we think of what the progressives are saying, and the radical left, about open borders and this immigration matter. Just we don't want a lot of these people that are, and by the way, they're using the term now in the paper, migrants, rather than undocumented immigrants to indicate, right. Well, they have an economic need. And it's basically the same expression that's used now more and more in Europe as well. Rather than talking about refugees, they're talking about migrants. People are coming to this country, coming to the countries of Western Europe for economic reasons. And the thing of it is, when you look at their position, they also make much of the Bill of Rights, at least that portion or those parts of the Bill of Rights that seem to meet the needs of a particular time, talking about freedom of religion, freedom of speech, things like that, as long as that doesn't interfere with their notions of what speech is or ought to be and what it means to have the free exercise of religion.
Right.
But beyond that, there's something that bothered me when I was thinking about Sanders, when he was running against Clinton. The one thing that I would give to him is the fact that he always seemed to be consistent, pretty much so, more so than most politicians, to have the strength of his convictions, as it were, whether you agree with socialist principles or not. But one thing didn't make much sense to me regarding his position, because he would argue about the right of these illegal immigrants to live in this country, to get their amnesty, eventual citizenship. And at the same time, he was also talking about raising the minimum wage, all right? And the idea being that...
you were not supposed to notice that contradiction.
Well, no, we're not. But actually, it's a bit late in the day, but he was responding, apparently, to a question about open borders in a Time magazine article. I think it's this one that has that awful cover of juxtaposing Trump looking down at a little child that,
right.
That's crying, which was a complete fake image. The child was not being ripped from his parents' arms. The child was simply tired and hungry. And Trump wasn't looking down. He was never even there. But at any rate, the question had to do with open borders. And I was a little mystified by an inscrutable comment by Sanders in respect to that. He said that open borders would make everybody in America poorer. You're doing away with the concept of a nation state. Why would he even care if he's a socialist? But as far as making everybody poorer, that's the very point that I would say. You're bringing in these individuals that will work for, what, 50 cents an hour or whatever. And he goes on to say what right-wing people in this country would love is an open border policy, which is hard to believe. He says bringing all kinds of people work for $2 to $3 an hour, that would be great for them. I don't believe in that. I think we have to raise wages in this country. I think we have to do everything we can to create millions of jobs. You know what youth unemployment is in the United States of America today. Do you think we should open the borders and bring in a lot of low-wage workers? Or do you think maybe we should try to get jobs for those kids, Americans? He's sounding almost like a conservative there.
Yeah.
And the question that I was thinking about had to do with libertarianism. And when you think of libertarianism, according to the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, libertarianism is a political philosophy that affirms the rights of individuals to liberty, to acquire, keep, and exchange their holdings, and to consider the protection of individual rights the primary role of the state. But then I looked at a site dealing with libertarianism and dealing with open borders. And as Pauly said this, what can be done to spread freedom around the world? One answer is to make different governments compete for citizens. States with private property protections, low taxes, and something like the rule of law, like ours, for example, are more attractive places to live than places that lack those institutions. When people leave the jurisdictions of bad government, it deprives those governments of material support. That only works, though, if other countries are willing to take in the people who have left. Essentially, borders are barriers to trade. And they go on and on and on. But the point is this. This individual is saying that, according to libertarianism, there should be no barriers to trade, and so there should be open borders. Let all these migrants, these illegal aliens in. Now, that I find, that's very bizarre, because that would basically say, even though libertarianism is looking at life primarily from an economic standpoint, that in terms of the political and social reality, what is happening is that libertarianism and radical socialism or communism, which doesn't believe in the nation state, does not believe in any borders, are one and the same thing. They might go at it in different ways. Basically, the libertarian will say, well, you know, there'll be competition and may the best man win. And in communism, it's the idea that, well, we could do away with government altogether when everyone, to each according to his ability, to each according to his need, everyone is in the same boat, supposedly fairly well off. So if the Rothschilds get their way, basically you'll have international serfdom, and we will be dragged down to the level of the individuals living in third world countries. What do you think about that, Bill? Libertarianism, this individual.
We got to cover that after we get back, because we're heading into the next break, and I'm going to. That's an awful cavalry, but you know what? We'll get into that in the next segment. Roger Katz, he's the writer at ArbalistQuarrel.com, also a featured writer at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he would retire from the bench, leaving an open seat for President Trump to fill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacted today on the Senate floor.
Judges must interpret the law fairly and apply it even-handedly. Judicial decisions must not flow from judges' personal philosophies or preferences, but from an honest assessment of the words and actual meaning of the law.
By a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court has barred public employee contracts requiring workers to pay union dues. Mark Nix is the president of the National Right to Work Foundation. He was arguing the case. He explains what this means for workers.
In 22 states, roughly 5 million workers are compelled as a condition of their employment to pay a fee to a private organization to work for government. Those workers today have been freed from that burden.
This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. When we last left off, Roger just asked me what I think about this notion that libertarianism means open borders, wide open for all. Right? Is that the way it's been postulated?
Let me say, Agnes, I was looking at a footnote in Wikipedia. Jason Brennan writes a book in 2012, Libertarianism, What Everyone Needs to Know. I'll quote, libertarians believe everyone has the right to take employment in any other country, regardless of citizenship. They hold that, except in special circumstances, government may not forbid citizens from leaving a country, nor may governments forbid foreigners from entering. And the libertarian perspective on immigration is also regarded as one of the core concepts. Now, think about that. I have never, I've read a little bit about the libertarianism in the
form. And who's saying that that's what a libertarianism is? Who's saying that?
That's Jason Brennan, Libertarianism, What Everyone Needs to Know, published in the Oxford University Press. This is not a popular. If it's in that, the Oxford University Press publishes basically erudite academic texts. So this really, I think, turns on its head this notion that maybe that libertarianism is a cornerstone of a conservative thought. Because if you talk to a conservative, and I certainly do not believe in open borders. And by the same token, before I get your take on this, this is the problem with the Bill of Rights, too, that we run into. Basically, the Bill of Rights is a universal treaty, all right? And for our country, unlike any other country, though we did take a bunch of that from probably the Magna Carta and earlier British thought, though Britain now is doing away with its First Amendment, it seems. But in any event, what the progressives, what the radicals, what the socialists would say, look, the Bill of Rights does apply to everyone. whether they're a citizen or not. So if they're not here and they want to come here and claim religious freedom and the right to do so, that's their argument against Trump's travel ban. And basically right. that was the dissenting opinion. And also, if they want to own a firearm under the Second Amendment, they can do so. Though under the Vertigo case, the Supreme Court made very clear that when a alien, especially an illegal alien, is in this country, there are certain rights they have, Fifth Amendment due process rights, for example, but they do not have the right to keep and bear arms. And I wrestled with these universal precepts, and the way I resolved it is that, yes, every other nation that truly cares about...
Can I ask a question about the whole keep and bear arms part of it? So who is the right to keep and bear arms reserved for?
Well, it depends on how you interpret the word people. And I haven't done a systematic study on this, but the people, as I would understand it from what I have read, is that we're talking about the American people, and the American people being specifically citizens of this country, whether naturalized or born here.
Okay, so in the scheme of what they're discussing, that libertarianism mm-hmm. means this, that, and the other, if the right exists to just come and go and get all the rights because of libertarianism in this country, and that means whether you're a citizen or not, why would there be one right reserved for citizens?
Well, that... meaning the Bill of Rights, or meaning you're talking about?
Well, I'm just talking about in the grand scheme of the libertarian idea that this is a wide open country. The Bill of Rights applies to everybody, and you know, the Bill of Rights affirms natural rights that we're bestowed with when we're born. Right. It doesn't give anything. It simply affirms that. It's simply saying really? Yes, we recognize that this is the way it is.
So do we affirm that for everyone else? And do they have then coming from another country, or maybe just having the desire to come to this country, affirming their right, their natural right, have a claim on this country, and then adding into the mix libertarianism? You have, as an individual, the right to maximize your own well-being as an individual, and that means that this government cannot put any restraint or restriction on you. So we do have to allow you to come in, basically with open arms, whether it's 10 million, 100 million, or a billion people.
Well... I'm sure that's what they would like to do. The only problem with that is that that's not self-sustaining. That's not self-sustaining. And plus, nobody's going to sit back and allow that to happen. I mean, government and Supreme Court and all these other guys, they can sit there. They've got the best PR. They get out there and they can say these things, and everybody's like, oh, so-and-so said this, and oh, so-and-so said that. But at the end of the day, the keepers of the peace, the keepers of civility in the United States are the people in the United States. And if the people decide they're not going to take it anymore. And there, we've already seen this happen once. We tried to do it the nice, easy way by just electing Trump, you know?
Well, from a pragmatic standpoint, that would be fine. If, in fact, all American citizens felt pretty much alike. But we see that that's not the case at all. In fact, we see an incredible schism of thought, except when you have libertarianism now making the claim for open borders, perhaps from a different perspective, but not entirely a different perspective than that of the socialist and the mainstream media that says they're migrants. They're looking to better themselves. They're looking for a better economic life, a better life away from persecution, gang violence, whatever it is. And if that's the case, it's not really any different than libertarianism.
And I think that we really have to know our concepts, because we live and die by those concepts. And if we find that maybe there's some holes in them, because a libertarian will probably say, well, I'm not a socialist. And a socialist would never consider themselves a libertarian. And yet, when you point out that, well, wait a minute, some writers on both sides talk about the same thing. And maybe you're one in the same. And yet, I certainly don't agree with these individuals that have been haranguing Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Kristen Nielsen and threatening them and basically extolling the virtue of these illegal aliens. Look, if we are a viable nation state, again,
I need to get you to hold it being a viable nation state right quick. And, you know, the answer, I think, to the question is the fact that there are, you know, we've got borders. We've always had borders. Because they want to say that we shouldn't have borders, that doesn't mean we shouldn't have borders. Every country on the planet has borders. Are there any countries that don't have borders? Are there any open border countries besides the whole idea of the EU, where you don't need a passport to go back and forth among the member states of the EU, which is essentially the European U.S., although it's a bunch of unelected bureaucrats that are doing it. But anyway, Roger Katz, he is the lead writer at Arbalest Quarrel and a featured writer at Ammoland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Interesting discussion I've been having with Roger Katz. Are all of you libertarians actually socialists? Do you even know what libertarians are? Do? One of my problems, and I'll be honest with you, Roger, one of my problems I've always had with libertarians is when you, with everything, there is a border, there is a boundary, there is a limit with everything. Anybody gets out there and says, well, I think, you know, heroin should be allowed. I think this and everything should be legal and nothing should be illegal and everything. Is that actually a political philosophy or is that just anarchy?
Well, anarchy basically is the idea that there are no structured rules or laws, should there be any, or possibly that it's necessary to break down society. That's what you see in this Antifa movement and also in these socialist party of America. The idea of just breaking down all barriers, attacking all the shibboleths of society, and as Trump represents a turn inward, a restraint on all on where we were headed through the Clinton years, and then George W. Bush, and then Obama. That the most Americans did want to reflect back on basic core principles of the society, make things simple, and otherwise. What do we have? Well, the anarchy that we talked about. By the way, there was one other paragraph. I was taking a look at Wikipedia. It's interesting. A significant strain of right libertarian thought associated mainly with paleo libertarians and Hoppian anarcho-capitalists. I didn't realize how many expressions there were and where they come up with these things. They denied freedom of movement as a fundamental right, maintaining instead that in their preferred formally stateless society, in which all land is privatized fully and absolutely, where economic and political power resides principally with private landowners, a policy of open immigration necessarily amounts to legalized trespassing. When I read that, you know what they're really talking about? A return to feudalism. What did you have in the Middle Ages? You had castles, where the lords of the castles, they defended their land. They were laws and basically states unto themselves. The serfs lived out and farmed the land at their behest. When there was an invasion, the serfs would go into the castle and the knights of the lords would protect them. Depending on whether they were successful, then everything went back to normal. If not, if the conquerors were more powerful than they added to their own land holdings. That's feudalism. It grew eventually into the concept of the modern nation state, where there were, of course, geographical borders and more clearly defined laws that laid out the powers of government and also reflected the rights of the individual to be free from a government control, overbearing government control. And I don't know. I've been thinking about this, again, in light of what's happening in our society, because we see such a schism. We see a government. By the way, there's another important issue. I understand that Peter Strzok I guess it's over by now, had testified in a closed-door hearing to explain himself, what he meant when he said, well, you know, we need a if Trump gets in, we need an insurance policy, and we got to be sure that we take him out. And Mueller's a witch hunt, which is exactly what it is apparently that insurance policy to get rid of Trump. But I see in Trump, in his presidency, and what it is that I wanted from his presidency, a return to the core values, not as the left uses that, but as the founders and the framers understood, and as our history makes out. What we're seeing today, though, is a destruction of our history, and it's some little things, some major things, books that children can't read, like Little House on the Prairie now, Huckleberry Finn, and the destruction, the absolute destruction of our history by removing statues of Robert E. Lee, of Stonewall Jackson, of Beauregard, of Jefferson Davis, of anything at all that seems to be contrary to the new idea of what free thought should be and what value should be. And there is one that basically destroys this country, destroys any nation state, which is why you see a return to nationalistic interest in Europe. And not in the sense of fascism, but in the sense of reclaiming one's history, one's culture, one's sense of personal identity. And I can't help but believe that what is taking place is coming from you know, we have the leaders of these movements, Maxine Walters, for example, and Pelosi and Schumer, and Paul Ryan and the Republican Party. But it's also coming from billionaires like Soros, and who is a socialist, who basically might have been involved in the blueprints of the EU and would like to see that in this country. Sure, get rid of the borders and create a North American using economics as the pretext, but destroy the political backbone of our nation by allowing migrants to come in from Central America, from Mexico, now from Canada. And in doing that, we loosen as well the core Bill of Rights. They seem to lose efficacy. I'm beginning to think that if they do have effect, they have to, and I think you're right, they have to have effect within the constraints of particular parameters both physical, as in our geography, but also ideological, as in the words of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and in the sacred text of the of our framers, like Madison and Jefferson.
Was that the end of the statement there, what you were wanting to say?
Yeah, that's, I guess that is.
Yeah. You know, looking for Trump to do all of that, though, without any, I mean, you know, when he's faced with pushback from the Republican Party, every Democrat out there, the media and everything else, he's done very well considering what he faces. As a matter of fact, he's done unbelievably well. But why do you say that?
Well, I say it when you look at the economy, how that's booming, the fact that he has essentially destroyed the Islamic State. He has done what all the other presidents said they were going to do, like Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, stood up to North Korea, and for the first time in history is having truly constructive conversations with the premier dictator in the world. He's done quite a bit, and he's true to his word.
Right.
And it's not just words. And I think they don't know what to do, how to deal with them. So they attack him. They attack him personally. They're all
anti- Which doesn't matter to him. He doesn't care about that.
No, he has thick skin.
Okay. We've run out of time. We've run out of time on this one, Roger. We'll be back again on the 3rd of July with Arbalest Quarrel. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Anytime. All right. Bye. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.